mighty name of Jesus and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, we do bring you greetings all the way from Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network, Incorporated, located right here in Talladega, Alabama. And we thank God for our pastor, our founder, our overseer of Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network, Incorporated, Apostle Miller James Pearson, Jr. And we thank God for each one of you that is tuned into this broadcast on tonight, those that will be tuned in later, or whenever you receive this broadcast, amen, via our live video and our audio audience. So we thank God for you. Amen. We know that Jesus' blood still has power. Amen. Jesus' blood still works. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 53:5 said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, amen, we are healed, amen. And we believe in that, in the word of God. We believe in the power of prayer. And so we thank God for each one of you on tonight, and we want to let you know that, amen, that we love you out there, and most of all, Jesus loves you, amen. And whatever prayer request that you have on tonight, amen, we honor those, amen, in the name of Jesus, amen, and we are praying for you in the name of Jesus, and we know that God will answer, and he will answer every prayer request according to his will, amen, amen, and we know, amen, amen, this is, amen, Friday night Bible study, amen, this is Friday night Bible study, and we thank God, amen, on tonight for our Bible study. But before we go into our Bible study on tonight, amen, we're going to have, amen, praise and worship, amen. But, amen, I want to let you know, amen, that, amen, to stay tuned, amen, because the word of God is coming, amen. And we know that the word of God is true, and we still have keeping the faith and have the faith, amen, to know that he's an awesome God, he's a mighty God, and he is a miracle working God, amen. And so we thank God for that on tonight, amen, and we love the Lord, and we're going to go into our worship on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Speak to my spirit right now. Speak to my spirit right now. Speak to my spirit right now. Oh Lord Jesus, I'm available. Speak to my spirit right now. Lord, I'll go where you want me to go. To say, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm available. Speak to my spirit right now. Speak to my spirit right now. Speak to my spirit right now. Oh Lord Jesus, I'm available. Speak to my spirit right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Speak to my spirit. signs and wonders in this place. Miracle signs and wonders in this place. Lord, we thank you for miracle signs and wonders in this place. Somebody out there, you may have given up. I come to encourage you, to let you know that Jesus loves you. No matter what you've been through, and no matter what you're going through right now, just you believe. And oh, miracle signs and wonders in this place. Miracle signs and wonders in this place. Lord, we thank you for miracle signs and wonders in this place. Miracle signs and wonders in this place. Miracle signs and wonders in this place. Lord, we thank you for miracle signs and wonders in this place. Just believe. Amen. Just believe on tonight. Amen. If you're just now tuning in, amen, this is, amen, Friday night Bible study, amen, with Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network, amen, Incorporated, located right here in Talladega, Alabama, amen, where Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior. And we thank God again for our founder and our overseer, our pastor, amen, of Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network, amen, Apostle Miller James Pearson Jr. And again, we thank each and every one of you for tuning in to this broadcast, amen, on tonight, amen, whether it be by video or audio, amen. So we thank God. We're going to go back into our Bible study on tonight. And I want to let you know, amen, that, amen, God told me, amen, to keep my message the same as it was on last Friday, amen. Amen. On last Friday, amen, the Lord gave me, amen, trust the process. Jesus is working miracles, amen. And he told me, don't change it. Amen, because, amen, we got to trust the process, and we got to know, amen, that Jesus is still able, and he's doing it right now, amen, he's working miracles. So, amen, I have to do, amen, what my God tells me to do, amen. The message is going to be the same as last week, but we're going to go into some different scriptures, and we're going to read the Word of God, because I want you to be encouraged by the Word of God. Whatever you may be going through, whatever someone in your family is going through, amen, you got to know that you got to keep the faith in Jesus Christ. And we got to, amen, we got to trust the process and know that Jesus is working miracles, amen. He's working miracles, amen. He's working miracles. And all we got to do, we got to, amen, believe, amen, hallelujah, amen. And I thank God for the Word of God on tonight. Amen. I want you to get your Bibles on tonight. Let's turn to St. Matthew. Amen. The 9th chapter. And we're going to begin at the 27th verse of St. Matthew, the 9th chapter. Amen. Amen. St. Matthew, the 9th chapter, and the 27th verse. Amen. And the Word of God said, trust. Amen. The message on tonight, this is part two of trust the process. Jesus is working miracles. Amen. Amen. And the 27th took him crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. Amen. That was two blind. Amen. Men. Amen. That was following after Jesus. Amen. And that was crying to Jesus. And that was telling Jesus, Amen. Son of David, have mercy on us. Amen. Somebody out there on tonight. Amen. Amen. You need a touch from Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Somebody need a touch out there on tonight. Amen. You are following the wrong one. Amen. But I guarantee if you follow Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. He will do it for you. Amen. Yes, he will. Amen. I believe it because all things, amen, are possible with God. Amen. And it said when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. Amen. They came to him. Amen. And Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I'm able to do this. He asked them a question. Amen. On tonight, amen, the word of God, amen, is asking you a question. We're going to make this thing personal on tonight. Amen. Because what his word, amen, said back then to, amen, to these two blind men, amen, the same word, amen, is saying it to you on today. Because, amen, you are in some situations. You're in some, amen, you're in some circumstances. You're in some trials. Amen. You was in some affliction. There's some sickness. There's some diseases. Amen. Amen. And then Jesus want to know, do you believe that he is able to do it? Amen. Or do you believe? He asked these two blind men. He said, believe ye that I'm able to do this. He said, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Amen. Amen. And so I'm asking you all tonight, amen, do you believe, amen, Jesus can work that miracle for you all tonight? Amen. You just got to trust the process and know that Jesus is working miracles. Amen. Amen. He's doing it right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And Jesus said, believe ye that I'm able to do this. And they said unto him, yea, Lord. Amen. These two blind men, amen, they said to Jesus, amen, I believe that you're able to do this. I believe that you're able to touch us. Amen. These two blind men, they believe, amen, in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Jesus, amen. He's Almighty Jesus. Amen. He's a miracle worker. Amen. Jesus can do what man says is impossible. He can do what the doctors say is impossible. Amen. 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 Jesus can open the blinded eyes. Amen. He can raise the dead. Yes, he can. He can heal sick bodies. Amen. Yes, he can. He can make the lame to walk. Amen. He's able to, amen, to give, amen, sight to the blind. He's able to give sound, amen, to the mute. Amen. He's able to open the deaf ears. Amen. Amen. He's able to pay your bills. Amen. He's able to do, amen, whatever, amen, that you believe in God to do for you. Amen. Where is your faith? Is it in God or is it in man? Amen. Hallelujah. I said your faith in God or is it in man? But when, amen, he said, but Jesus, let me go back to the 28th verse. It said, when he was coming to the house, the blind man came to him. And Jesus said unto him, believe ye that I am able to do this. And they said unto him, yea, Lord. Amen. They said, yes, we believe. Yes, we know that you are able to do this, Jesus. Amen. In the 29th verse of St. Matthew, the 9th chapter, we have St. Matthew 9 and 29. It says, then touched he their eyes, said, according to your faith, be unto you. Amen. Jesus, amen, he touched those blind men's eyes. He said, according to your faith, amen, according to your faith on tonight. Where's your faith at on tonight? Jesus told them to, according to your faith, be it unto you. Amen. You gotta furnish the faith on tonight. Amen. Whatever. Amen. I don't care what the enemy is doing. I don't care. Amen. The enemy don't have no victory. Satan don't have no victory. The devil don't have no victory. Amen. Jesus has already. Amen. He's already unto your faith. Be it unto you. Be it unto your family member. According to your faith. Be it unto your friend. Hallelujah. Be it unto your co-worker. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's doing it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the 30th verse. Amen. I'm going to go back to 29 because I got to bring this 30 in. Amen. Somebody out there, they need a touch from Jesus. Amen. Amen. Can't nobody touch you like Jesus. Can't nobody make you feel like Jesus can make you feel. Amen. Can't nobody hold you like Jesus. Can't nobody comfort you like Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But then, amen, Jesus touched their eyes and said, Jesus straightly, he charged them, saying, see ye, that no man know it, but they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. Jesus told them, no, see that you tell no man. And he wasn't, he didn't want them to not tell it because, amen, he didn't want nobody to know what he did. But the thing is, amen, because there were so many people that needed something from Jesus, and Jesus knew if they had told it, they would have, amen, they would have overtook it. But we're going to see on down in the scripture what happened, amen. I don't want to get ahead of myself, amen. But the 31st verse said, but they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. They told, amen, they were telling people what had happened. And as they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. That was a dumb man. What does dumb mean? Amen. Dumb person is a person, amen, where their speech, amen, has to be restored. Amen. A lot of people, amen, they misuse the word dumb. Amen. Amen. But how do you know, amen, Jesus is able, amen, he's able to heal that dumb man, amen. And as they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this dumb man, he was mute. That's what it meant, mute. Said, but when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. And all the land, and as they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. He was possessed with a demon. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb, he began to speak. Amen. Jesus cast out, amen, that spirit, that dumb demon, that dumb spirit. Amen. And this man began to what? He began to speak. We have to take notice this man could not speak. Mute means you can't say anything. You nothing is coming out. Amen. But Jesus, amen, they brought this dumb man to Jesus. He was possessed with a devil, with this spirit. Amen. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitude's mama said, it was never so seen in Israel. They never had seen such to happen. Amen. But the Pharisees said, he casted out devils through the prince of devils. See, they start meddling. Amen. The Pharisees said, he casted out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching in their synagogues and preaching in the gospel, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Let me back up to that scripture. We got to trust the process. Jesus, he is working miracles. It said, and Jesus went about all the cities and the villages. Amen. And on tonight, amen. Jesus, amen. He's right. He's going about the cities and the villages. Yes, I know what you say. He ain't walking down here, but his spirit is here. His anointing here. His healing virtue is here. And he's walking around, amen. I want you to take on some faith on tonight. Whatever city that you are blinded on tonight, whatever churches, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And not only that, and healing every intersect stone, but the word of God said Jesus was healing every sickness and every disease among the people. What is that sickness that's among you tonight? What is that sickness that's among you? What's that disease that is among you on tonight? Ain't nobody in Jesus. Hallelujah. Stretch up your faith. Hallelujah. Put your faith in Jesus. And believe it. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what the reports say. I don't care how you may feel. But believe in Jesus. Put your faith in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In the 36th verse there. Let me go back and say amen. And Jesus went around all the cities and the villages. I'm almost done. Teaching in our synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. I don't care what it was. It could, amen, whatever that sickness need. You could be sick and seeing on tonight. You need a healing. Amen. You could be sick with, amen, with another high blood pressure, diabetes, amen, AIDS, amen. Whatever, syphilis, whatever it is, tuberculosis, whatever it is, we call it out by name in the mighty name of Jesus. Low blood pressure in the name of Jesus. Liver disease, kidney disease, we call it out. We call it out by his name, and we call it out to the name of Jesus. We know that he can cancel it out. He can drive it out. He can heal every sickness and every disease. Because he is a deliverer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't even care if you've got a bad alcohol on tonight. Jesus can take the taste out of your mouth. I don't care if you've got drugs on tonight. I don't care if you've got fornication, bound by sex, bound by homosexuality. Jesus is able to deliver you on tonight. He's able to heal you from the head to the soles of your feet. He's able to heal you inside and outside. In the name of Jesus, he's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. God is able. And he will not fail. Thank you, Jesus. He went preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted. Thank you, Jesus. They were weary. I get it all. Somebody that got weary. Oh, yes, flesh will get weary. The flesh will get weary, y'all. Yes, it will. The flesh will get weary. But you got to, amen, you got to take on to the word. You got to stand strong. You got to stand, amen, with faith. Yeah, your faith in Jesus. Trust in the Lord and lean not into your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge Jesus Christ. And he shall direct thy paths. It may seem a little uncomfortable for you, but he'll direct your path. No matter how it look, no matter how it seem, no matter how it feel, you gotta know that Jesus is doing it. But Jesus, he saw this multitude. He was moved with compassion. He was moved with compassion on them because they fainted, they were weary, and they were scattered abroad. These people was, amen, they were scattered over here, scattered over there. They were scattered to and fro. Ah, yeah, they were scattered. Somebody out there might get scattered. Ah, yeah, they were scattered. He came in all shout. Ah, yeah, they were scattered. Somebody scattered out there tonight. Just like they was back here with Jesus. They were weary. And they were scattered abroad as sheep having no
shepherd. It's bad for you to be a sheep and have no shepherd. Peter said he unto his disciples, Jesus Christ said unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. He said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send for laborers into his harvest. There's a harvest out there. And this harvest, they're waiting to be healed. They're waiting to be saved. They're waiting to be delivered. They're waiting to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Jesus saw this multitude. And he began to tell his disciples. He said, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers, they are few. And when he called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power. Do you hear me? Do you see who gave the power? I'm at St. Matthew 10 chapter. I need to go into this because I need to let somebody know. If you're a saint of God and you've been chosen by God, you are equipped with the tools, you are equipped with the gifts that God has given you, and you're walking in the path of righteousness. You've been called. Unto his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean what? Spirits. To cast them out. Out of that emotion. And to heal. I had an emotion. He gave them disciples power. Just like he doing it for us today. If you just believe, don't doubt it, don't fear. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid.
Shake off the dust of your feet.
the process. Jesus is working miracles. He's in your city. He's in your village. He's waiting. Raise your faith. If he gave you the power, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. There's some sickness in the land. There's some diseases in the land. And God wants to perform his miracles. If he did it back then, he's doing it right now. He just needs you to believe and stretch out your faith. Amen. I love you with the love of God on tonight. Amen. I'm going to end with this song because I gotta sing this song because this song, amen, amen, it speaks volumes, amen. Because the Spirit of the Living God, he gave me this song to share with the world, to let you know that there's miracles, there's signs, and there are wonders in this place. Not just talking about this place that I'm in, but even right here, there's miracles. There's miracles, amen, within your family, within on your job, amen, amen, your friends. There are miracles. But you just got to believe on tonight. Got to believe on tonight. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Miracle signs and wonders in this place. Trust the process. Miracle signs and wonders in this place. Lord, we thank you. Miracle signs and wonders in this place. Listen, somebody out there, you may have given up, but I come to encourage you, to let you know that Jesus loves you. What you've been through, no matter what you're going through right now, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus wants to give you a miracle, just you. Signs and wonders in this place.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Miracle signs and wonders in this place. Lord, we thank you for miracle signs and wonders in this place. Miracle signs and wonders in this place. Jesus love you. Amen. In Jesus' name, we love you.